Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. And Father, even as we stand in this day, in this hour, and in this moment, Father, we declare and we decree, Lord, that your will be done. And Father, not only your will be done, but your purpose will be revealed unto your people. Father, we declare and decree, Lord, that this is a space of love. We declare and decree, Lord, that this is a space of peace, joy, and happiness. And Father, we declare that your will is going to be done most of all, not just in our life, but in the life of your people, in the life of our families, in the life of our church, in the life of our communities, and in the life of this great nation that you have called us to come into and to stand and to walk into. And Father, we'll be so careful to give your name the glory and the praise in the name of Jesus, for this is the will of God concerning man, in Jesus' name. Open up the line so we can start going into our heavenly language in the name of Jesus.
Oh, Father, we thank you on tonight, oh God, as we stand between today and yesterday, oh God. We thank you for your presence tonight, God. We thank you for your power tonight, oh God. Father, we come to stand in the gap on tonight. We come to stand and make intercession, oh God. Watchmen on the wall, God, tonight, this night. Standing between this day and that day. Standing for our unsaved loved ones. Standing for those that are still struggling with commitments. Father, we are standing in the gap that you may wash them in your blood. Send the right people around them in this time, God, to speak a life word into their lives. Our sons and our daughters and our aunts and our uncles and our sisters and our brothers, oh God. Father, we thank you right now, God, that your word says that the kingdom of heaven suffered violence and the violence taken by force. But tonight, God, we are taking back. We are taking by force in the spirit realm. We are moving, Father, in realms beyond dimensions, oh God. We are calling on your archangel Michael, oh God, to stand with us as we take back what the enemy took. Take back what we gave away. The cankerworm must receive. And we thank you right now, God, for what you're doing in the night season, oh God, as you said in your word, if my people which are called, we are called, God, by your name, if we would humble ourselves, God, if we would seek your face, oh God, if we would turn from our self-righteousness and our evil ways, for there dwelleth no good thing in our flesh. God, you said in your word that you will, we will hear from heaven and you will heal our land. God, we are holding you unto your word, oh God. We are breaking, we're falling on our face as wailing women on the wall, God, watchmen. Father, we ask right now, Father, that your anointing would fall on this mind, that we will make deals today, that we will show love today, that we would be committed at another level today. And our commitment and covenant unto you, Father, we thank you. The enemy cannot have our children, cannot have our seed. We're not giving them to the enemy, but we're taking everything back tonight. We claim it, and in Jesus' name, we're decreeing and declaring the blessings of the Lord that make it rich and add absolutely, positively, no sorrow. Father, we give you the glory tonight. We give you all the praise tonight, for you are great God and awesome God, and nobody gets the glory but you. Amen, amen, and amen.
And Father God, I thank you for this hour. God, I thank you for everything that you're doing in our lives, Father God, and thank you for revelations, God. Thank you, God, for keeping your armor protection around us, Father God, even when sometimes we can't find no one else, Father God. Thank you, God, for not giving up on us, God, in this hour. Thank you, God, for relationships, right relationships that we're coming in contact with. Thank you for the favor in courtrooms, Father God, in legal matters, Father God. When we don't know where to turn, Father God, we know that you will be the lawyer in the courtroom. Someone's child is in prison today, Father God, but we thank you for the releasing, Father God, and we thank you for the doors opening up of favor in this time, Father God. Thank you that when we walk down the streets, Father God, that we have your protection. When we're driving in our cars, we have your covering and your protection, Father God. No weapon that is formed against us will prosper in these day, Father God. We thank you, God, because you're healing our bodies, Father God. You're healing our bodies so that we can move on, we can walk on with no pains and no aches, but we can be able to even minister to other people who need this in this hour, Father God. We thank you for right relationships and people not coming to us, Father God, with negativity, Father God. We thank you, God, for in this hour, God, you are touching our minds that we're not in confusion, Father God. Thank you for being in a right mind, Father God, and a right mind to think on the things, the good things, Father God, canceling out depression and oppression, Father God, helping us to move forward, thank you, God, and spiritual things first, family things, Father God. Thank you for everyone on this call. Just touch them, Father God, and their families, Father God, the babies, the relationships, the marriages, Father God, the unions, the schooling, Father God. We're asking you, God, in all these things. We always, always give you the praise. Amen.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on, thank you. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, and Father, we are birthing those things that need to be birthed in our life, Father. Father, there will not be any miscarriages, Father. In the name of Jesus, and whatever is due for us, Father, it shall come in the name of Jesus, and it will be a timely birth, it will be a timely fulfillment in the name of Jesus. There will not be any spiritual miscarriages, Father.
In the name of Jesus, come our children, God, lead us, God, show us right direction, God. And Father, if there's any sick among us, God, we call on the name and the power of Jesus, that the Spirit of the Lord God will lead us and guide us, God. We thank you, God, for the direction you're about to take us, God. We thank you for your mighty works. Father, we thank you for the miracle working power of God. Father, we thank you for healing, God. We thank you, God. We speak to every organ, every cell, every nerve cell, God,
every part of our body. We speak to it, God, in the name of Jesus, that it would all line up perfectly, God. Speak to our heart, our mind, our spirit, God. Father, we speak it, God. Healing throughout the body, God, in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for what you're doing, God. We thank you for revealing your truth to us, God. And Father, we thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, God. And we love you for that, God. And Father, we just want to take time just to say how much we love you, God. And we honor you, God. And we worship you, God. And we look forward to the things you're about to do, God. Thank you, God, for bringing us together. Thank you, God, for sending help, God. Thank you, God, for someone caring enough about us, God, to send us the help that we need. And, God, we praise you. We honor you, God. We give you thanksgiving and glory, God. We will never forget to give you what belongs to you, God. And, Father, we thank you for being our provider. Father, we thank you because we truly know what it's like when you make ways out of absolutely no way, God. And, God, we thank you for it. We honor you, God. We honor you, God, tonight. And we thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And dear Heavenly Father, we thank you on this evening, Lord God. We thank you for this midnight cry, Lord God. We thank you for the opportunity to gather, Lord God, and raise our voices, Lord God. Tonight, Heavenly Father, I thank you for Godspeed. I thank you for Godspeed in our health, Lord God. I thank you for Godspeed, Lord God, in our marriages, Lord God. I thank you for Godspeed in our businesses, Lord God. I thank you for the contracts, the people, Lord God. I thank you for Godspeed concerning our children, Lord God. I thank you for Godspeed concerning our ministries, Lord God. I thank you for Godspeed, Lord God, for clarity of mind and purpose, Lord God. I thank you for your Godspeed, Lord God, that there is no delay when our prayers go up, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
I thank you tonight, Lord God. I thank you this evening, Lord God, for answering us in the midnight hour cry, Lord God. And Lord, I pray for deeper revelations upon each and every one of us, Lord God, that we may come to know you not just surface-based, Lord God, but the deep revelations of God, Lord God, that we will walk in your grace, walk in your mercy, walk in your strength, in your courage, Lord God, but I don't know, Lord, that they would not take us 40 years, Lord God, for us to come into our purpose, Lord God. But it will be Godspeed that we will walk into our purpose, Lord God. Lord, I thank you even for the mistakes. I thank you for the breakdowns, Lord God, that you will shine light in the areas where we need you most, Lord God. I thank you that you meet us where we are, Lord God, even the place where we fall short, Lord God. I thank you for reaching out and grabbing us back, Lord God. I thank you for ordering our steps, Lord God, even when we walk the ray, walk the straight, walk the net dead end, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that there is no dead end with you, Lord God. I thank you for opening the gates, Lord God. I thank you for always being available to us. Lord God. And tonight, Lord God, I pray for our families. I pray for our lineage, our legacy. Lord, the seeds connected to us, even those we don't even know of, Lord God. I pray for them, Lord God, this evening. And Lord, most of all, I pray for a peace of mind and peace of heart. Lord God, even in the times and in the things, Lord God, that we do not speak of, Lord, I pray for that very day tonight on this midnight hour call. I pray for that very prayer, Lord God, that we can't share with anybody, Lord God. I pray for that tonight, Lord God. I pray that you would heal us, Lord God, even the areas where we think we are already healed, Lord God, but we still need you, Lord God. I pray for that very thing, that very heart, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you would release us, Lord God, so we can walk in your strength, walk in your courage, Lord God. I put smiles in each and every one of our faces, Lord God, that we may smile, we may experience the joy, the happiness of God, the true happiness of God, that we will not look to the left or look to the right, but we will walk in our lanes, walk in our purpose, and be grateful for what you've given us. Be grateful for our word, Lord God, that we will walk in the manifestation of our word, Lord God. Not be jealous, but Lord, just walk in your word for our lives, Lord God. And I thank you today, Lord God. I thank you for always meeting us, Lord God. I thank you for this midnight hour call, Lord God. And I pray, Lord God, that as we continue to praise you, as we continue to lift up your name, Lord God, that you would hear us, even in the whispers, Lord God, that you would hear us. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We cry out for healing tonight. We cry out for healing for our families, for our churches, for our children, for for our marriages, for our homes, God, healing, God. You're able. You are Jehovah Rapha. You're the Lord that heals. And, God, we stand in agreement tonight with all of the intercessors, Lord, that you are the balm of Gilead. Surely you have borne our griefs and you carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem you stricken and smitten of God. But you were wounded for our transgressions and you was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. So, God, we stand on your word today. God, we are healed, mind, body, soul, and spirit. God, I cry out for emotional healing, God. Somebody's broken and somebody's bruised and somebody needs, oh God, comfort and strength to their heart and their mind. And we cry out for healing tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. We cry out, God, for mental healing, God. The stress and pressure of the day and responsibilities, God. Give, oh God, strength to the mind. Give them the helmet of salvation. Lift up their head tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we cry out for physical healing, God. Whatever the infirmity is, whatever the sickness is, whatever the sorrow they're calling, crying out for, God, we ask you now, God, that you would just heal, God, in the name of Jesus. Heal the body, heal the spirit, heal the soul, God. Carry the burden tonight. Lift it off the shoulders of your intercessors. Lift it off the shoulders of our men of God. Lift it off the shoulders of our sons, of our daughters, God. We ask you to lift the burden in the name of Jesus. And we cry out for spiritual healing, God. This land is sick and it's lost, God. But we pray, God, that you will send your prophets and your prophetess, oh God, in every place. Station them, Lord, that they can be a balm and they can be a voice and they can be, oh God, your representation in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now for unity of spirit. We thank you for unity on the line, oh God. And God, we thank you right now, God, in this new month that has already turned in, God. We thank you that we are breaking forth. We thank you that we are breaking up. And we thank you that we are breaking out. We thank you that this month of March, oh God, shall be a place of new. God, we thank you that it shall be a place of change. And we decree and declare that our healing has come. We thank you, Lord. We arise on healing wings, Son of Righteousness, and we give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. And Father God, we thank you for this time of gathering. We thank you for every household representing you in your name, God. Father God, we ask that you send your angels around us, to send your angels around our children. We ask that you make us the head and not the tail, and make leaders out of our children, make leaders out of our future and out of our generations, Father God. Father God, we ask that you touch each and every one in a special way. Touch and hear their cries, God. Hear their heart. Hear their voice, God. God, let it be pleasing to you as we worship and we praise your name. For there is no other name but your name, God. And Father God, we ask you that you even lift up every family member that is connected to us, our fathers, our mothers, our sisters, our brothers, our cousins, our uncles, grandfathers, every one of them, God. We ask that you send your angels to protect them in this time and season, Father God. Father God, we lift up every entrepreneur and every business owner that is working, that you send new fresh ideas and new creative ideas, Father God, that you send things to them that they are able to increase others, Father God. Father God, we know that it is your will and your way for us to have the abundance life, and we thank you for giving us the abundance life, God. And Father God, we know that all things work for your good and in your way, God. And we ask that you guide us and direct us during this and through this journey that you allow us to walk with. We don't take nothing for granted, but we worship and we praise your name, God. And we give you all the honor and all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And Father, we thank you. We thank you for every heart, each and every person on the line, even right now, Father God. We thank you for the people of God. We thank you for every family that is tied in with each and every person on the line tonight. We thank you that things are going and moving according to your will, Father God. We thank you for our lives. We thank you for love. We thank you for everything that's happening each in our lives right now. Father God, order our steps, Father God, to your will, not our will, God, but your will, Father. Father, we thank you for giving us help. We thank you for love. We thank you for the things that we may not understand, Father God, but it's going according to your will. Order our steps so that we may move and shift and be walking in alignment to your will, Father God.
Mm-hmm.
Father, we thank you for the lives of our children and our siblings and the families even now, Father God. We thank you for divine healing in the physical body, whatever seems like it. Father, we thank you for the shift right now. We thank you for the shift that's happening in each and every one of our lives. Father, we thank you for everything that's happening even now in our lives. In your name we pray, amen and amen.
And, Father God, I thank you right now for this time and this opportunity to come before your throne of grace with praise and thanksgiving, Father God. And we give you thanks and we give you glory and we give you honor, Lord, for what you're getting ready to do and what you're already doing. And we thank you in advance for the thing that you're doing even in our future now. In the name of you, Father God, we thank you for Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. We thank you, Father God, for her commitment to God's people, Father God, concerning intercessory and stand in the gap and stand on the wall, hallelujah, for your people, God, and being a watchwoman, hallelujah, for your people, Father God. And Father God, I pray right now that you will create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us, God. Cast us not away from your presence, Lord, nor take your Holy Spirit away from us. Lord, restore unto the joy of that salvation and uphold us with your free spirit in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Then will we teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father God, that you're renewing the right spirit within us, God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you in advance for what you're getting ready to do right now. And Father God, I plead the blood of Jesus over every home, every car, every job, every business, God. Cover with your blood, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And God, even our loved ones that are on drugs, God, we come against that spirit of drug addiction right now. Even sexual addiction right now. We come against it right now by the blood of Jesus. And we tear it to come down, because your word said the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through the pulling down of every stronghold. And we come against every stronghold of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. And the Lord rebuke you right now. You have dominion in our life. You have no dominion in our family's life. You have no dominion over our finances. You have no dominion over our ministry. You have no dominion over our anointing. You have no dominion over our mind and our spirit. We come against you right now in the name of Jesus. And we tell you, Satan, to come down. You have no dominion in our life right now. And Father God, I thank you, Father God, for the spirit of liberation, God. I thank you for the spirit of unity. I thank you for the spirit of love, peace, joy, meekness, harmony, kindness, health and success, prosperity. And we say, save now. We beseech thee. Oh, Lord, we beseech thee. Send now. Prosperity in Jesus' name. Again, save now. We beseech you. Oh, Lord, we beseech you. Stand now. Prosperity in Jesus' name. Save now. We beseech you. Oh, Lord, we beseech you. Stand now. Prosperity in Jesus' name. And Father God, we right now command the prosperity angels to go in your heart. In the home and the lives of your people right now. Let the floodgates open right now. In the name of Jesus. Open every locked door right now. In the name of Jesus. And we declare victory in Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
And Father, we thank you right now, Lord, for all that you're doing in our lives in this season. And Father, we thank you, Lord, even as your word proclaims that as the deer panteth for the water, so our soul too panteth after you on this call tonight, Father. And Father, even as the prophetic call has went forth, then now, Father, we decree it and we declare it for your people live, Father. Father, we decree it and declare it for even in our home.
Send their prosperity, Father, in every area of our life, Father. Send salvation, Father, in our lives today. Send peace in our lives today in the name of Jesus. Send healing in our lives today in the name of Jesus. Send it now, Father. We open ourselves up even now in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we say, send it. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, Lord, even now that the angels of the Lord has already went before us, Father. And even as we step into this new day, this day that you have made, Father, Father, we pray and we decree in the name of Jesus that it will be the best day that we have ever experienced, because, Father, your word has went forth. It is in your word that we live. It is in your word that we move. It is in your word that we have our very being. Father, we thank you, Lord, that as we step into this day, oh God, oh God, oh God, we say move like you have never moved before, Father. And Father, we thank you, Lord, that even as we step into this day, Lord, Father, we thank you, Lord, that the favor of God shall be upon us, Father. Not only shall it be upon us, but it shall go before us in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you, Lord, that as your word will go forth on this perfect day, Father, Father, we thank you, Lord, that your word is gonna cause every crooked path to be made straight, Father.
Yes,
Father,
oh God,
we thank you, Lord, that even as we step into this day, Father, Father, we thank you, Lord, that we will have peace of mind, peace of heart. And Father, we thank you, Lord, and we decree it to be so, that everything that's not like you is going to line up. It's going to line up with your word and with your purpose in the name of Jesus. And Father, we'll be so careful to give your name the praise and to give your name the honor. Father, we thank you for every prayer request that have been uttered, Father, even on this call tonight, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord. But Father, you said ask and it shall be given. You said seek and it shall be found. And Father, we are asking in your precious name, Father, that your will be done, Father. We ask that, Lord, that you would send forth healing, that you would touch those that need to be touched, Father, and you would give peace to those that need to have peace in their heart, their mind, and their soul in the name of Jesus. Father, we declare and decree in the name of Jesus that your healing power would be resonated, Father. And, Father, we'll give your name the glory. We'll give your name the honor, for you alone deserve the honor. You alone deserve the praise. Father, God, we lift your voice up. And, Father, as we lift our voice up, Father, Father, we say, have your way. Let thy will be done. Nevertheless, but let thy will be done. Father, it's not about us, but it's about you, Father. And Father, we proclaim your word. Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you would give us wisdom and you would give us understanding. Father, let us rise up of women of understanding, men of understanding, wise men and women, Father, that we can proclaim your glory, that we will not cause you to be ashamed, but we will cause you to be glad in the name of Jesus. Father, grant us grant us the wisdom to do the things that need to be done in a timely fashion. Father, we thank you, Lord, and we declare and decree even on this night, Father, give us the anointing of Issachar. Father, give us the anointing, Lord, that they knew what they were supposed to do in a right, timely fashion before it even happened, Father. Father, grant us that anointing, Father. Open up our eyes, Father, that we can see, Lord, that every good and perfect gift comes from you, Father. Open up your people's eyes, Father, knowing that we want to direct our footsteps. Open up our eyes, Father, so that we will not walk in fear, but we'll be men and men of faith and power, Father, that we will be great examples for your glory, for our family, for our children, Father. Father, open up our eyes, and even in the time when it seems as though it may be dark, Father, Father, let us know that you'll never leave us, and you'll never walk away from us, Father, but Father, that you'll always be with us, Father, and even when we feel as though you're forever, 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 so clear and so near, Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus that which you have purposed for us, it shall come to pass. And Father, every request, Father, that we are standing in, that we are lifting up, Father, we thank you for the miracles. I don't know how many is on this call, but you can just reach up and lay claim to your miracle tonight. If you can reach up and begin to see what you want to see from God, see what you want God to do for you, I just dare you in the name of Jesus. Just reach up and lay claim to that what you want the Lord to do. Because I hear Father say, I'm here, and I'm here to answer every need and every request. Trust and believe and know that I'll do you right in the name of Jesus. But there's a shaking, and there's a coming forth. There's a coming forth, and there's a shaking that's ready to take place in the homes and in the lives of my people, said the Lord. Get ready, get ready, get ready. I don't know why, but I just keep hearing God say, get ready, get set. It's time to move. Get ready, get set. It's time to go. Get ready, get set. Because there's a new sound that I'm getting ready to bring forth in the heavens. Get ready, get set. There's a new sound that I'm getting ready to bring forth in my churches. Get ready.
Coming on every day.
where it is life-changing, and that happens Monday through Friday. Also want you to listen out for the daily conference calls that happen Monday through Saturday. You can join that call. Also, the Mad Prophet is asking those who do the $62 face fee because he's charging the perfume and the diseases. So look at your email in that right now and when you have that time. Also, we will be back here between 11:50 and 11:55. Looks like I'm going to have to come in 5 minutes earlier. I was coming at 11:55 last week, but I'm going to be here at 11:50, either myself or Prophetess Bethany or Prophetess W.E., where we'll be able to manage the board and we can get all of the lineups of the prophets and stuff. Just want to make a few one more announcement is that if you're on the host line, just mute your line out because some of the recordings, we are using some of the recordings and stuff. So also want to thank you all, and that is it for tonight. And I will see you later on around 11:50. God bless everyone.
God bless you.
God bless you. Love you all.
God bless you all. Love you all. Good night. Amen.
Amen. Good night.